Do we want to go down the road, or just, I guess, I know we've done that last time, how about if you just have concerns, comments, or any reflections that you got from your patrons at all? We'll just open that up.
I just have one question. This was just with respect to the middle school and junior high. Those are subtly different. I was just wondering what there's a middle school has 5-3-1, 5-3-2, and 5-3-3. Junior high has 5-4-1 and 5-4-2. And it's almost exactly the same except the 5-3-2 isn't there. I didn't know if that was.
That's the same thing I picked up.
I know it's the same thing.
I'm not sure what the intent
was. Yeah, we wanted them to be the same thing, but I think the verbiage was just slightly different on that.
Yeah, the middle school has more detail, I think, is the best way to say it. And I may have misread it, and I left the meeting early, but I thought, and maybe it's just, I may have misread it this time, but I thought we were leaning towards junior high bell as well. I don't know that I read that in this version, but it may have just been me.
That was the intent, is bell to bell for junior high.
So I thought. I don't know if that's the way I interpreted it. My computer is updating.
It's as clear as, from your understanding, or from your work read, it was that the intent of the junior high is bell to bell?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, that was the intent of that. Yeah, the difference I'm seeing now between the junior high and the middle school is that 5-3-2. Is that correct?
That you're pointing out? And like that, I didn't know if that was intentional or if that was just a...
The
junior high doesn't have a 5-4. They just have 2 over there.
So right. Yeah, so the middle school has that middle section there. Talking about if they need to communicate, they can go to the front office for counseling with permission. With that, I don't know if that if Jeff pops in, we can ask him if that was an omission or not. I think we could either, if we don't feel like that's even necessary to address, we could delete it from the middle schools, or alternatively, I think we could add the same thing to the junior high.
Yeah, I think if our intent is to be the same, they should. I guess if that would. What is your recommendation? Or I guess we can ask Jeff what he would prefer.
Do you like that clarification regarding student use and being able to go to the front office? I don't know if I have a preference one way or the other. I do agree that it ought to be consistent.
I don't think it's needed. I know we had a previous conversation of it's not a policy on how to call your parents, but more of the cell phone policy use.
Yeah.
So my suggestion would be not to...
To delete it from the middle
school. ...muddy the water, so to speak, and just have it as clear as possible. But
and that's a good point. I mean, this is a student electronic device policy. It's not really intended to address other methods of communication. Like,
although
the school phone.
That's in the elementary school. In 5-2-2, that paragraph that's in the middle school is in the elementary school.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I had a question about that one, too, like getting confused about, are they not allowed to go use the office phone now? They can only go use, and can they only call in an emergency? That would be a huge change, and I don't think that's what the intent was.
We did borrow some of this language from other districts, the Provo district. I wonder if and this is going to be a guess. Jeff might have a little bit more insight, but it might be if you were a parent reading this policy, and you had an elementary or middle school student, and you were concerned about. Well, is there some way that they can contact me? Maybe just considering the age of the student and the concern of the parent, maybe it was put in there as just a clarification to say, yes, they can communicate with you, parents. They would just do that at office if it was needed. And maybe that was maybe the reason of putting it in there. It doesn't change what the prohibitions are with regards to the school. It just... clarifies maybe in the younger grades, the elementary and middle school areas, that there is ways for your child to communicate with you if they need to.
Yeah, I mean, I would just suggest if we're going to put it in, let's put it in all three.
Yeah, it's in the high school as well. It's down there.
Yeah, so maybe we just need to put it at junior high.
Add it to the junior high, 5-4-3.
I have a concern with one of them, all with another one also, and that is 2.2.2, defining classroom hours. It looks to me like if you're in a study hall, or if a study hall, which is 2.2.4 and 2.2.6, or independent study time occurring outside scheduled instruction, the 0.6, does that mean in class, the teacher is done teaching, you can pull out your phone? No, that's different.
No,
it's all about study halls and classes where there's independent student work occurring. Oh. Or the nature of the class is independent student work, not that there's the right to have a cell phone out when classroom instruction is ended.
Okay, that's good to know. I still have a concern when I still don't think if they're in a study hall, I don't think they should be able to use their phone. I think if they're in an independent study time, they ought to be doing independent study or other brain kind of work rather than on a phone. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, these definitions, just so you're aware, the definitions that are created here, they are in statute. We did not create those definitions. So, I'm not saying you can't change the definition to be more restrictive, but that's where the definitions came from.
Right, we could be more strict on that if we wanted. I asked Jason Beardall at Landmark today what that looked like in their school, and he said, at least from what I understand, is that that their students are not allowed to use phones during those independent study hours and study halls as well.
There says, no phone, no study.
Right.
Oh, no.
What does that look like in the school? What is, I guess I'm too old, but I can't remember independent study. So what does that mean?
So
where am I out?
Who's watching me? The reason why it's written the way it's written, and you have the right to change it if you want to, is fundamentally, if you're thinking about independent study hall, right, it's typically speaking like a library. So a lot of you know like Sandy Rawl. She's a librarian at Salem Hills High. So Sandy agrees to have study hall in the library at Salem Hills as an assigned class. During the course of that period, she's actually doing her librarian work. There's kids in the library that are theoretically doing independent study hall work. So a lot of that is going on. Some of the things that are going on is you may have teachers who have a period that they can't fill. So they've only got 7 of 8 filled, and so the principal says, great, we'll create a study hall, and the students can go in there to do their independent work. So it's more of a